The more people think AI has been used, the less they trust the authenticity of it.
If professional services marketing sometimes feels like throwing spaghetti at the wall to see what sticks, this podcast is for you. Welcome to Educated Spaghetti, marketing ideas that stick, presented by Right Hat. On each episode, your host, brand strategist Lisanne Schwartz, sits down with marketing pros and creative thinkers to untangle the marketing chaos. So pull up a chair at the Educated Spaghetti table and let's dig in.
Today, we're talking about what happens when the need for human authenticity meets the disruption of artificial intelligence in professional services marketing. In other words, how can law firms, consulting firms, and others whose business depends on genuine relationships and trusted voices leverage AI tools to connect with clients and communicate value in a genuine way? Joining me is Alison Shapira, an executive advisor, Harvard lecturer, best-selling author, and trained opera singer who helps leaders find their most authentic voices. As CEO of Global Public Speaking, Alison has coached Fortune 100 executives, cabinet members, and even prime ministers to speak with confidence and purpose. Her latest book, AI for the Authentic Leader, explores how we can harness the tools of AI without losing what makes us human. It's a terrific read with a lot of practical how-tos baked in, and I'm happy to say it's also a fast read. Alison, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me, Lisanne. Great to be here.
When I first found your book, I was intrigued because AI and authenticity seem like such an unlikely pairing. One is by definition technological, and the other one is deeply human. What inspired you to bring them together?
I'm so glad that you asked, because I've been working with AI tools for about 5 years now and saw that they were very helpful in the technical aspects of public speaking, such as helping you reduce your filler words or keep track of your pacing and pausing. But my work goes deeper than that. It's really about how do you find your authentic voice? And I started to think, what if we could use these technological tools to tap into our authenticity? And that's what kickstarted a process of experimenting with these tools and using them myself and with clients to find ways to use technology to make us more human. And that's what inspired the book.
Where have you seen the most change in how leaders and marketers are communicating as AI tools, and especially generative AI, have become so mainstream?
Well, I've noticed a lot of changes that are not positive, and that's another element that inspired me to write the book. A lot of listeners and watchers of this podcast may have noticed that a lot of our LinkedIn posts are starting to sound the same. Or if you post a job opening, the cover letters all look and sound the same. And that's because we're all using these generative tools to create the perfect cover letter, the perfect LinkedIn post. And as a result, everything is starting to look similar, which makes differentiation a challenge, and especially in high relationship industries where it's our differentiator, it's our authenticity that helps us stand out. What happens when we're all using the same tools to stand out? Well, then nobody is standing out. And that's why I wanted to look at what are the ways in which we can use AI tools to bring out our authenticity, not smooth over those authentic components so that everyone sounds the same.
Tell me a little bit about your process of experimentation. What kinds of things did you do?
Well, I started by using an AI tool called Yoodly, Y-O-O-D-L-I, where you can record a video and get feedback on your pacing, pausing, and fillers. And I actually created a bespoke version of the Yoodly platform based on my own books and teaching to let people get feedback based on what I teach. And Yoodly has made great strides in that area, helping with role plays and more constructive, deeper feedback. I've also been building chatbots that help people bring out their authenticity. So I have an authenticity chatbot that I use during my keynote speeches, where people can practice with the chatbot as they learn a particular methodology that I teach for bringing out your authentic voice. I have people ask themselves a question that I explain as, why you? Why do you care about the work that you do? And when was a moment in your life that made you care? This is a core element of my keynotes and also of my advisory work. And I thought, what if I created a chatbot that can guide people in finding their own voice using this tool? And I actually use that for an example of how tools like this can bring out our authentic voice. And audience members will say, it's surprising and sometimes unnerving to see how personal a chatbot can make them feel.
Why you sounds an awful lot like something that we often say in a marketing context. How would you apply it to a business as opposed to a person?
The important element, as many of us know, is that people follow individuals much more than they follow a brand. They connect with an individual. And so how can a brand, an organization build trust? Well, it does it by humanizing the brand to its audience. And when I work with individuals, leaders within that organization, my goal is to help them bring out their authentic voice as it relates to the mission of the brand, not just in general, but what drives them to work for that organization, to do that kind of work. Why are they proud of the impact that they have? And when they tap into their own authentic sense of why they feel connected, they actually become more powerful spokespeople on behalf of the brand. So I always work on the individual level, recognizing that the individual will then play a humanizing force for the organization.
Can AI help to humanize a brand through an individual?
It can if you're using this tool, such as an authenticity chatbot, in order to find your authentic voice. And also, one of the ways in which I help leaders broaden their perspectives of how AI can help them is by thinking about training an AI tool, a chatbot, to their own personal values, stories, experiences. And within many firms, a communication or marketing specialist will often write for other leaders. And the challenge becomes, how do you learn the leader's voice? Well, once you do learn that leader's voice, what if you could train a chatbot on that voice to then ensure that you're capturing that voice every time you write messages on behalf of that leader? So the AI can actually serve as an organized database that you can use for each of the leaders you support to help ensure that the messaging you're creating is on brand, not just with the organization, but with the leader's values and styles and word preferences as well.
That's fantastic, and it must save people a lot of time.
It can if they use it effectively, as we'll talk about, because there are effective and ineffective ways of using these tools.
One of the tools or frameworks that you introduce in the book is something called the AI Authenticity Loop. Can you tell us a little bit about what that is and how it helps professionals stay grounded and authentic?
I realized that a lot of leaders need guidance and frameworks around how to use AI. It's an overwhelming topic. There are so many tools. How do we use it in a way that feels natural to us and feels value add or additive to what we're doing? So I created the AI Authenticity Loop as a framework for leaders to trust a process to help them use AI while staying true to their voice. And I'd be happy to walk through the 5 steps of it.
Please do.
So the first step starts with you. You, the human, has a need, a message that you have to communicate, whether it's on behalf of yourself or on behalf of a leader you write for within your firm. So you take the first step to write down what you need to communicate to whom and why. Then you can bring in AI, whichever language model or tool you're using. The framework is language model agnostic. The second step involves you bringing in that tool as a brainstorm partner or research assistant to help you find ways of phrasing a message for a particular target audience or to help you think of new ways of approaching a particular topic. Then the third step involves you, the human, coming back in to use critical thinking to evaluate everything the AI has suggested. And you're evaluating it for accuracy, because we know that these AI tools can hallucinate or fabricate information. And then you also evaluate it for authenticity. Would you be proud of these words if they were coming out of your mouth or out of the mouth of a leader whom you support? So that critical third step is how we avoid everyone sounding the same, because you're coming back in to evaluate what the AI suggested. Then step four is about using the AI again for feedback on the message. For instance, how might my worst critic weigh in on this or respond to this message? Or how does this message hold up against my competition in this field? So you can get valuable feedback from the AI. If you're delivering the message, you can get feedback from the AI on your pacing, pausing, or filler words, as I mentioned earlier with the tool I use called Yoodly. And then finally, the fifth step involves you, the human, whether it's you delivering the message or your leader delivering the message in front of an audience of other humans, whether in person or virtually, and you take that bold step to communicate the message and you inspire other humans in your audience and they come up with their own ideas and the loop starts all over again. And in the AI community, they call this keeping the human in the loop. But what I believe is that the human is the loop and the AI is in service of us.
And this will work, as you said, with any AI that you're using, whether or not it is personalized and built for you or someone you're supporting?
Correct. Many of these tools have options for you to personalize them. Even if it's not a personalized tool, you can use this with any language model or any particular AI tool that you have available to you. I was very intentional in the book to make it as evergreen as possible in a quickly changing field. Because when you talk about AI, you have to timestamp when you're talking about it because of how quickly these tools emerged. And I knew the moment the book came out, the clock would be ticking in terms of what's coming next and how these tools are changing. So I wanted to create something that would be a baseline for use, regardless of how the technology evolves. This book offers you a mindset to think about how can we use AI in a way that helps us. And what do we need to be aware of as these tools develop?
Can you share a practical example of how someone used the AI authenticity loop to make a piece of communication feel more authentic?
I'll actually share a personal example from my own experience as a business owner. And it shows how I used AI to bring out what I believe to be a better version of myself. And that was in 2024, last year, when I made a very difficult decision to change the structure of my business. And I actually had to let go of a number of people who worked for me, who I really enjoyed working with and had worked with for a number of years. And I knew those conversations were going to be incredibly difficult. And I could not outsource them to AI. That's not what I want people to do. I did realize AI could help me ensure that I showed up as my best self. So step one, I created versions of the message I had to deliver based on my knowledge of each member of the team whom I had to have this conversation with. Then I used AI to help me, I would say, help me ensure that the messaging I had come up with was in line with our company values, which I might not have been thinking about because I was so nervous about the message I was delivering. Then step three, I reviewed what the AI had come up with to make sure it felt authentic to me. And I even consulted with some other humans in my life for guidance on this messaging. Step four, and this was critical, I role-played those difficult conversations using the voice mode of the AI tool I was using in order to try out phrases and messages and simulate different responses to the message in order to ensure that what I was saying was in line with how I wanted to show up as my best self. And then step five, ultimately, I had to have those difficult conversations with every member of my team who was being affected. It was incredibly painful. It was not easy. And I'm not going to say that I did a perfect job. Obviously, I didn't. There is no perfect way of having those conversations. I will say that because of how I used the AI authenticity loop, I felt confident that I had done everything in my power to show up as the leader I wanted to be for my team, as opposed to letting my emotions get the best of me, leading me to say something I didn't really believe in a way that would have harmed the relationship going forward. So that's an example of the AI authenticity loop in action.
As we talked about a little bit before, authenticity is such an important factor in selling professional services because, in a very real sense, what you're selling is the people and the relationship. So how would you take this framework of the AI authenticity loop into a professional services marketing and or business development context, whether you're writing a pitch deck or a biography or even drafting a social media post or preparing a webinar?
There are many ways in which you can use it. I like to create custom chatbots based on the values of a particular organization. So I believe if you're coming up with a pitch deck or social media, you can create your own chatbots. I use OpenAI to create custom GPTs. A lot of the other language models have them as well. And then I'm making sure that the values of my organization are in that chatbot so that I ensure that every message is in line with those values. That's something any professional services firm can do, and it doesn't take very long to do it. So you can also upload specific messages of the organization, the history of the organization, the founding values of the organization. And then when you have a particular topic that you want to write about, you can put it into that tool and ask it to rewrite the message that you have in alignment with those values. But then, of course, you have to do step three. You have to evaluate what the tool comes up with to make sure it is accurate. It is in alignment with your voice. Sometimes when I've used these tools, I've found they've created examples that were false. And I don't want to use a false example. So that's why step three is so important, to evaluate what it's come up with. And then step four is really helpful to get feedback, again, based on the specific audiences we're speaking to, or how might we phrase this in a way that's surprising or contrasts with how we've done things in the past. So it really becomes a high-value thought partner. You're ultimately the one making the decisions, but the AI gives you ideas about what you might include as you're making the decision.
So this really gives you the opportunity to combine, if you want to, a firm-wide brand strategy with an individual's voice. So you can have your brand strategy be flexible, but still take the individual person into account.
Absolutely. And in fact, I would recommend multiple chatbots. You can have the brand voice chatbot, and I would suggest that individuals can create their own personal chatbot that is in alignment with the brand voice, finding what are the shared values between you as an individual and the organization you represent. And then it helps you craft messages yourself that you feel comfortable with and that represent your firm effectively.
And let's put that into practice for a minute. Let's say that I wanted you to build a custom chatbot for me to use for marketing our company, RightHat. And I tell you that our three pillar values are curiosity, courage, and optimism. How would you take those and build a custom chatbot to help me with my marketing efforts?
I'm going to give you an easy baseline way to get started on a custom chatbot. Let's take, for example, ChatGPT. You could do this with Claude. You could do this with Google Gemini or Copilot. I'm going to use ChatGPT as an example. I would open up a new chat and I would say, I'd like to create a custom GPT based on my company's core values to make sure we're able to more effectively guide other brands in their work. And I'd like you, and I'm saying this to the AI, I'd like you to ask me questions about our founding values, my origin story, and key moments from our company's history that then I can use to create a custom GPT. ask me questions one at a time until you feel like you've captured all the information that you need, and then write a prompt that I can put into a custom GPT in order to create this chatbot. Then I would answer the questions that that ChatGPT asked me, and then I would say, please give me the instructions for the custom GPT, and it will create this extended prompt that you can then use, and you go into ChatGPT and you can create a custom GPT. You paste that prompt into the GPT section. I'm blanking on exactly what it says. It probably says instructions or guidance. In the moment, I can't remember, but it's very intuitive in order to build this. And then you can try out different messages in order to make sure it really has captured your voice. And if it doesn't, you go in and tweak the instructions, and then you can continue to tweak it until you feel like it's in alignment with your brand. I would say it could take 5 minutes. You can do this in 5 minutes. It's probably better if you spend 15 to 20 to start with, but I want to emphasize it's as easy as taking 5 minutes to go through this process.
And that's how you start, but then you go through the loop where you are checking what you're given to make sure that it sounds like you and do the whole process.
Yes, this is what you do before you use the AI authenticity loop. It's like having, if you were cooking and you were creating something to put into the soup. I forget what it's called, but it's like the base of the soup, like the bouillon cube or something. You're building that so that you have it ready when you cook the soup. You have to make it in advance so that it's ready for you to use, but you can use it again and again.
So we're making our marketing soup stock.
That's right. But it's like the everlasting gobstopper of the soup because it continues to be usable again and again.
So what would you say to someone who is a little skeptical, as sometimes people in professional services tend to be, and are concerned that using AI is going to dilute their individual voice?
I believe that they have every right to be concerned, and AI absolutely can dilute your voice. That's why I wrote the book, because I wanted people to know AI doesn't have to dilute your voice. It's diluting a lot of voices right now because of how people are using it. But with the right guidance and the right mindset that you can use it to bring out your voice, and then trying out these tools, practicing them to be more comfortable using them, then I believe you can use it to be more authentic, to bring out your brand voice at its best in a more personal way. I simply want people to know it's possible and give them some tools to give it a try themselves.
One of the things we hear a lot is that professional services clients really value advisors who can speak to them in business terms without relying too much on jargon. And in the book, you talk about using AI to help break through that jargon. How does that work?
It's a great use case for AI because AI is very good at identifying the jargon in your language. So one of the use cases I recommend is taking a message you have to deliver, putting it into an AI tool, and then asking it to identify the jargon in the message. And yes, I know professionals should be able to identify this themselves, but sometimes we're so close to an issue, we can't see the jargon. We're so used to using the jargon that it's hard to step back and recognize that it's there. So AI becomes this mirror on ourselves, showing us what we're using unintentionally. And so that's a great step for helping us first and foremost find the jargon. At this point in time, I don't like asking AI to reword the jargon in more conversational language because AI is trained on this large body of data. And as a result, what it comes up with is general. It's actually jargon itself. So I found this to be the case in my book when I asked the AI I was using for feedback on my book. I asked it to suggest alternate phrases in certain areas, and the phrases it gave me were so jargony, I thought either I'm not using it correctly or this is not an effective use of AI at this point in time. So I would recommend you use it to identify the jargon, but then it's up to you to rewrite it in more conversational language.
Well, that really goes to what you were talking about, this whole need to review and be critical of what the AI gives you. What are you looking for in that process?
You're looking for certain phrases that AI tends to repeat again and again. And of course, as the AI develops, we may not see this as much, but there's a very specific type of cadence that it uses. Like, communication isn't just about this, it's also about that. And yes, that's an effective contrast to use. That's why it uses it. I find it to be a telltale that AI has been used. And the more people think AI has been used, the less they trust the authenticity of it.
It's such a sad thing for writers because so often what AI is using is the best stuff that you write. And now it's become devalued.
So for example, I love the M dash, that long dash that we use. I've been using it for 30 years. I finally found the keyboard shortcut for it. I mean, for 30 years, I've been copying and pasting it from other writing of mine. And now AI uses it so much that other people think that what I'm writing is AI generated because of it. Even on the back of my book, I use it because I really enjoy the use of the M dash, but I hate the fact that other people assume it's not human authored because of the M dash. And I'm on a Save the M dash campaign.
Well, when you get t-shirts made up, please send me one. I'm an M dash fan as well.
Will do.
So far we've been talking about how to use the AI authenticity loop to reach an external audience. But professional services marketers spend a lot of time also persuading people in their own organizations. So they have to go to subject matter experts to ask for their time and their involvement, or they have to make the case for brand consistency or present client feedback. Probably challenging conversations like the ones that you were describing earlier with your own team. How can your framework help in-house marketers with these kinds of communications to be effective while they're still staying true to their own voice and their own values and relationships?
The framework is just as effective in those internal communication situations. In-house marketers will know the personalities that they're communicating to. Some will even create custom GPTs or custom chatbots for their boss in order to test ideas for the chatbot as opposed to going to their boss with the idea so they can role play it or reality test it with the chatbot first. I can find that to be an effective form of using AI to try something out before we're ready to have a conversation with a live human about it. So the tool works just as effectively on internal messaging, and it can be used when we're trying to request a budget or steer someone in the direction of a particular decision, make the case for hiring a new person, make the case for spending more on marketing. We can use AI in the exact same way for internal cases as well. And I believe it will help us more effectively make the case for whatever it is that we're trying to communicate to someone internally.
So as AI continues to evolve, which it probably will do before this podcast even airs, what mindset or skill do you think that communicators and marketers will need to keep their messages genuine and persuasive?
My motto is always be learning. It's not that we go to school, we get our diploma, and then we're done. We are always learning and growing because our field changes and the tools available to us change. And I believe this mindset of constant growth and being willing to experiment with new tools is going to be critical to us if we want to stay ahead in our field and effectively guide others on behalf of our area of expertise. We have to recognize that we cannot stay still. We have to continue to learn and grow.
Allison, what is your secret sauce for authentic communication?
It comes down to how we define authenticity. I define authenticity as speaking and acting in alignment with your values. So if we want to be authentic communicators, It all comes back to what are the values that drive us, whether they're personal or professional, and how can we speak in a way that's in alignment with those values? That is the secret sauce to authentic communication.
For people who want to learn more about AI and authentic communication, what resources do you recommend?
First of all, I want them to connect with me on LinkedIn because I write quite a lot on those topics, and I'd love for people to connect with me and follow me there. I also recommend my website, and I have a special page, alisonshapira.com/AI, where people can find more resources based on the book and download a one-page cheat sheet that also gives them access to the authenticity chatbot I discussed. So people can play around with that chatbot and experiment with how they can use AI to help them bring out elements of their voice they may have forgotten about but are deep inside of them.
That's wonderful. I hope a lot of people will go and check that out. Alison, thank you so much for your time today. The insights and all of the practical tips that you've shared here and in the book will be tremendously helpful to anyone who's working to make AI part of an authentic marketing program. I know there are lots of ideas that I'm going to check out.
Such a pleasure to be with you. Thanks for having me today.
If you want to connect with Alison, as she said, you can find her on LinkedIn or at alisonshapira.com/AI. And the book, AI for the Authentic Leader, is available on Amazon. See you next time on Educated Spaghetti.
That's today's serving of Educated Spaghetti. Thank you to Maddie Langle for producing this episode and managing our social media, Charlene Fabi for our logo design and music, and you for listening. To comment on today's topic or suggest future episodes, visit righthat.com. If you enjoyed this episode, please like and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. We hope you'll join us next time for more marketing ideas that stick.